This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Our next story is about a new film called Women Without Men. It's the directorial debut for photographer and video artist Shireen Nashat. Nashat is probably best known for her photos of Muslim women veiled in black, their faces and hands covered in poetry by Iranian female writers. As NPR's Shireen Meraji reports, her first film retains a similar focus.
At the very start of Women Without Men, a woman jumps from a rooftop. She's committing suicide, but the look on her face makes you think she's just taken flight. And the voice of her ghost whispers,
Aman, fikr kardam.
The only freedom from pain is to be free from the world.
Tanha rah rahayi az dard, rahayi az dunyast.
Her name is Munis, and she wants to be free from her house and free from the brother that won't let her leave it. It's 1953, and Munis spends her days glued to the radio. She dreams of joining the fight to save Prime Minister Mossadegh from a CIA-backed coup. But that's impossible. Munis is an unmarried woman from a traditional Muslim family. The only way to fulfill her dream is to die and come back a ghost among men.
I guess censorship and dictatorship has, in a way, called on us to embrace the language of poetry.
To tell Munis's story, director Shireen Nashat's imagery parallels the lyrical poetry Iranians are known for. When Munis jumps from the roof, for example, the first thing we see hit the ground is the black chador she's forced to wear in public.
You have to read between the lines. And even though I live outside of Iran, somehow I seem to operate on this sense of limitations because I find it really fascinating and very authentic to the Iranian culture.
Nashat can't return to Iran because her work deals with the oppression of women in the Islamic Republic. So she shot the film in Morocco. It's based on the magical realist novel by exiled Iranian writer Sharnoush Parsipur. The story weaves in and out of reality and fantasy. The real world, Tehran, with its walls and limitations, and a magical world, an orchard, outside of the city where four characters converge to create a feminist utopia. Munis, the political activist, Faizeh, the traditional Muslim, Fakhri, the aging socialite, and Zareen, the anguished prostitute. Director Shireen Nashat says these characters will speak to both Iranians and Westerners.
The woman's dilemmas in this film could not be more universal. I mean, the question of anorexia, the question of coming to age, the question of fighting for social justice, traditional life. And then the question of a country looking for an idea of freedom and democracy is also a common value that we should all want for everyone living on this planet.
Westerners might not get Nashat's message, warns Nayere Tohiri. She's a professor of women's studies at Cal State Northridge. Tohiri fears Western audiences will leave the theater with further confirmation that Iranian women are powerless. Unless, she adds, they watch the film very carefully.
She also deconstructs that imagery. She creates a more complex and dynamic images about women. It shows their agency, their struggle, their defiance against oppression.
Women Without Men is Nashat's first attempt to reach a large audience. Her highly stylized and conceptual photography and video art has a smaller, more academic following.
I have to say the activist in me really wants to come closer to the popular culture, to the people who would have never come to see my work in a gallery and museum.
Nashat admits her first attempt at reaching out to the people is still a bit esoteric, but she refuses to spoon-feed a message to her audience, hoping they'll leave the theater questioning the meaning of her film. Shireen Meraji, NPR News.
Women Without Men is playing in select theaters across the country. There is a photo gallery of Shireen Nashat's work at the Picture Show blog at npr.org.